This is CheckCast.
Okay, from
32.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
So the bag press. I started a comic book series, a private comic book company called The Banked Press.
Okay, well, hello, folks. We just kind of jumped right into it. We're here in Benedict's room, and apparently he is not only a Lego builder and designer and a critically acclaimed illustrator, and I think we talked about you made a movie in a recent episode of this podcast several months ago, but now you're telling me you own a business. You're now a publisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not going to post them for sale because Dave Pilkey or Disney might sue me for what I make.
Well, we certainly don't want to get sued ever, or at least this early in your career. So tell us about the Benedict Press.
So first of all, it all started when I was visiting my cousins.
Okay.
They invited me over for 3 days without my sisters.
Whoa, it was a bro trip?
It was great. I found these Dog Man comics, and then we kept reading them. And then we read them. That was pretty much the only thing that I read at Leo and Ricky's house.
Do you think that Leo and Ricky would like to be on CheckCast?
Probably.
Maybe we should, when we see them next week, maybe we should do a podcast with them.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Okay, well, tell us more about the Benedict Press.
So, as I was saying, it all started with Leo and Ricky. When I came in back, I started doing comic books about the villain and then Dog Man.
And why did you choose to do comics about the villain?
Well, I have no answer for that.
You just think he's more interesting than the good guy? Who is the good guy?
Dog Man. He's part. So, it's all in book number five. Six. The Bag Press has made it to 7 comics.
Wow, that's quite the series.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the catalog.
Mm-hmm. So, Dog Man. So this is why he's called Dog Man. The villain Petty made set a bomb for this officer guy and his dog, a cop, and then it blows up. And then they had to perform surgery on the cop and the dog. So now Dog Man is the cop's body with the dog's head and has dog instincts.
Well, that is pretty crazy. Now, wait, you said that you have published 7 so far?
Uh-huh.
And you had just told me the other day that you were planning on starting a new series. What's this new series about?
It's called From Screen to Comic.
Oh, okay. And what does that entail?
Well, you can probably guess that it's comic books based on movies like Disney's Toy Story.
Okay, so from screen to comic.
My first one, in which I recently finished, is WALL-E. It is on Disney Pixar's WALL-E. It's about a lonely but very cute and curious and funny robot.
Should we post the Benedict Press comics for download on your website?
That's a great idea.
Okay, well, we won't tell people what the website is, but if you know, wink, wink, you know. Okay, so we'll do that, and then everybody can go download your latest issue. That's a great idea. Okay.
This is 3 chapters, 3 very fast chapters. Chapter 1 is about WALL-E. Chapter 2 is about his best robot friend Eve, and chapter 3 is about a ship called the Axiom. So B&L, by and large, a company that owned the Earth in the movie, they made everything, including Wall-E, produced so much products that it covered the Earth in trash.
That is unfortunate.
And Wall-E, and they built Wall-E, a bunch of Wall-Es, to clean it up. And they made the Axiom to get everybody off of Earth.
What do you think is the lesson from Wall-E?
Don't pollute the Earth, maybe?
Oh, I thought it was always eat your vegetables. Because you never know, one day you won't have vegetables to eat. Get them while they're here. Okay. Well, we're out of time for today. We have a lot more to talk about, specifically Star Wars, but we're out of time for today, so we'll have to save that for another episode.
And also, I started making comic books this year, early this year.
Okay, and the folks can go to Benedict's website and download all 7 issues, okay?
And I'll be posting issues, I'll be posting comic books as much as I can. And my next comic book is about a genius, this criminal mastermind he called
Benedict.
Armus Fowl.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was about you. Okay, can you sign off?
Sign off.
For more episodes of CheckCast, visit us on the web at checkcast.com.
And be sure to comment the comic books.
Yeah.
See how you think. They're readable. They have readable spelling errors. And if you're thinking of starting a comic book collection, the Benedict Press is the right thing for you.
The first hire at the Benedict Press will be an editor.
Yes. And also, it literally says that on the back of book number 6, The Dawn of Dog Man.
Spelling errors were disclosed. See you later, folks.